From WNIN and PRX, this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Hola, soy Paola Marizan. Y en este episodio, we're going to hear about a community that came together to prevent the construction of an ICE detention center. This ICE detention center was close to home for many Latinos in El Medio Oeste. Barbara Anguiano brings us a story from Elkhart, Indiana.
Elkhart County is about as Midwestern a county as it's possible to be. Está como 80 millas al este de Chicago, and its primary industry is RVs. Yes, as in recreational vehicles, but there's something else that makes Elkhart the new quintessential Midwestern town. El número de Latinos that now call Elkhart County home. According to the last census, Elkhart has a population of a little more than 200,000 people. 15% of those 200,000 are Latino. So that means nearly 30,000 Latinos live in the county alone. The city of Goshen is listed by U.S. Immigration and Customs as having one of the highest concentrations of Dreamers in the state. That's not to mention the surrounding counties that have about the same sort of industry makeup. The Latino influence can be felt in Elkhart County, too. There's signs for Latino businesses, flags from Latino countries here and there, but the change is not just on a visual level. The number of Latinos that now call Elkhart County home has forced the area to reevaluate the role Latinos play in the community. And the prime example of this is a reckoning with the private prison company CoreCivic, which announced in November they would file plans to build a multi-million dollar Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detention center just south of Elkhart, across from the county jail on what used to be the county landfill. This got people so riled up, they immediately started hosting sessions like this one.
Bienvenidos a todos de la comunidad de Elkhart County and beyond.
CoreCivic filed plans for the facility to be reviewed by the county so the logistics for the facility could be worked out. This is the typical process. It's usually a pretty straightforward one. The planning board hearing was set for earlier this January. After the January meeting, another meeting would be set where county commissioners would get to vote whether or not the detention center got built. That final meeting was set for February. But as my mom likes to say, cría fama y vete a dormir. CoreCivic has a spotty record in regards to the way they run their other facilities. That includes prisons and detention centers. They used to be known as Corrections Corporation of America, but had such a bad rap, they had to rebrand. People in Elkhart County immediately got engaged and began working together to bring attention to the havoc a business run by CoreCivic would have on the area and on the people in the detention center itself. One of the major groups heading the opposition, the Coalition Against the Elkhart County Immigration Detention Center. They wanted to make sure everyone knew CoreCivic's history. One of the people involved with the coalition is Marbella Chavez, who worked with them as a coordinator.
I am first generation Mexican American, and my parents are immigrants, and I saw the process they had to go through to become legalized, and I know that there's a lot of people, including some of my family members right now, who are undocumented, who are struggling a lot with the Trump era, and I know that a lot of people in our community are fearful of the repercussions that having a detention here center here can bring.
Chavez was born and raised in Chicago, but moved to Elkhart when she was 10. She calls Elkhart home. Chavez says the area is different from what she remembers as a little kid.
It's been progressively getting more more people of color that are coming over from, I know a lot of areas from Chicago and Chicago suburbs that are relocating here because of the jobs.
She says the change no solo se nota en cómo se ve la gente, but in the way they interact.
I see in Goshen especially there's a lot more unity between leaders in the community and other activists trying to help all Elkhart County residents. And so we're really taking advantage of the fact that it's come along so far to, you know, we have more people involved in stopping things like this and just doing social justice work that needs to be done.
Although the coalition was able to get support from some major players, not everyone agreed that the detention center era tan mala idea.
It doesn't even matter if you're here legally, illegally, documented, undocumented. It doesn't matter. That doesn't seem to be the line drawn. what seems to be the line drawn is if you broke the law, number one, well, we got that detention center and that detention center. And if you broke the law and you're not of an American citizen status, well, then you go to that detention that they want to build here called this ICE detention center. What's wrong with that?
Una de esas personas es Joe Guerrero. Guerrero lives in Goshen and was unemployed at the time of the detention center debacle.
Hey, what race do you think I am? Well, look at me. Tell me what you think.
Well, that was going to be my next question because I felt like your last name was extremely...
My last name is a Latin name. It's a Latin name. It means warrior. I'm a guerrero. That's what my father used to tell me when I was a boy. Yeah. Mijo, you're guerrero. You're a warrior. Don't forget that. All right, I'm not forgetting that. I'm still a warrior. I'm still guerrero.
Guerrero says the issue of the detention center was not a race issue and would not have affected as many people as the opposition said it could.
Well, what are they talking about race? How many races are there? Well, how do you know what's a race? You know, do you have an answer? Because I don't think America has an answer for that.
Like many other supporters of the plan, Guerrero says the detention center promised not only more jobs, but a different type of industry to the heavily manufacturing and agricultural Elkhart County.
You know, so you don't think it'll have some sort of negative impact on, you know, on the jobs, on the economy as it is now?
Good question, because that's what we should be asking ourselves. Hey, how's that affect the economy? How's that affect jobs? Well, they're jobs. I mean, they're not taking away jobs. They're going to make jobs. Anyone in opposition to that, I don't understand why.
Well, I don't think it's so much the taking away jobs as it is the idea of scaring people off who are already in those job positions.
Hey, listen, we need workers. We need workers galore. So let's find a way where you can legally come in if you want to offer your expertise and your skills to a growing economy that we want to grow and boom. Bring in those skills. Come on in. There's all kinds of systems. I'm not sure how immigration works, but there's a way to do it.
It's estimated there's about 9,000 jobs in Elkhart County that are currently unfilled. According to Mark Dobson, the president of the Economic Development Corporation of Elkhart County, that number will grow to about 20,000 in the next decade. The number of jobs that are currently unfilled has not gone unnoticed. As the coalition continued to host more events, CoreCivic's hearing with the plan board was pushed back a month. One of the more popular forms of protest was letter writing. People gathered to write letters to their elected officials telling them they opposed the building of the CoreCivic facility. There was one letter, however, that came as a sigh of relief to those opposed to the detention center. In late January, Goshen Mayor Jeremy Stutzman, along with some of the top business leaders in the county, signed a letter opposing the building of the detention center. Stutzman wrote in the letter, quote, "The proposed CoreCivic Detention Center would have many aspects that are not beneficial to our quality of life or place and would detract from the vibrancy of our area." Felipe Merino is an immigration lawyer and president of the Goshen School Board. He was one of the people that signed Stutzman's letter.
Well, I think there's been an overwhelming support for the mayor's position that this is the CoreCivic's project and their proposal is not something that we want in Elkhart County. Frankly, with the job market that we have and the strength of our community the way it is, I don't think we need those kind of jobs.
Just days after Stutzman's letter, CoreCivic representatives called county commissioners and let them know they were pulling plans for the detention center. Latino families are usually said to be close. Family get-togethers are no joke. It's bonds like those and the inclusion and embrace of these cultures that are going to help Elkhart County and other Midwestern counties keep growing and stop detention centers from appearing overnight.
Thank you for listening. Y gracias a Barbara Anguiano por traernos la historia. Subscribe to Que Pasa Midwest on Apple Podcasts or listen on your favorite podcast listening app. Soy Paola Marizan, and this is Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.